This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We just discovered that Hope is onto something, and she didn't even know she was onto something.
Yeah, I'm eating like a baby.
It's the B Morning Coffee Club, TJ Hope. I'm Billy Kidd.
Are you going to make me sit and do the airplane?
Here it comes. Here you go.
Open up the hatch.
That's unnecessary. Thank you so much for volunteering, though. No, and I'm not eating baby food either. I keep getting served videos about how to trick your toddlers into eating more fruits and vegetables. And I'm always like, I think I'm going to steal that idea. So like if I'm making pasta, I'll like ahead of time pour my marinara sauce into the blender and then like throw a bunch of vegetables in there and blend it all up so I don't have to like
taste it or see it.
Think about it.
Right.
Are you one of those who have issues with anything green?
I wouldn't say issues as much as just like, I don't know.
As a kid, I remember my mom, she'd get so upset because my sister didn't like green stuff. And she was like, what does that matter what color it is? And I just remember my sister was like, nope, it's green. I don't want to eat anything green.
I don't think it's a color thing as much as a like texture thing. Like, I don't necessarily enjoy eating vegetables. So, right. Like, throwing them all in, like, it drives my mom nuts. Like, I'll go through and, like, do smoothies. She's like, why do you want to drink your food?
Because, like, Mom, I just want to get the nutrients and be done with it.
Right.
If they put sugar on some of the spinach, it'd probably make it a little better. But unfortunately, they don't.
I don't know about that. My mom used to have a daycare and somebody had given their child green beans and they weren't eating it. And they came and they were like, Diane, I don't know why. Like, they won't eat these green beans. I put sugar on them. Like, some things don't need to have sugar on them.
That would be my mom's solution to it. She would have been like, just put
some sugar on me. All the cool kids are using this app. Are you? It's the B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope. I'm Billy Kidd. I'm not using this app.
Probably not.
Do you? Okay. Pop quiz.
Yeah.
TJ, do you know what the Signal app is?
I did not until last night's world news.
Hope?
No. I feel like I'm missing something. So I didn't know what it was.
The Signal app, it's just a messaging app.
Is it like WhatsApp?
Yeah. There's 70 million users worldwide. Okay. I don't know anybody personally. I asked everybody I could think of. Nobody I know uses it. We put it up on the Facebook page last night. We said, do you use it? And most people didn't even know what it was.
Yeah, I'd never heard of it.
So this is in the news because of what's going on in Washington. There was a group chat between a bunch of people with some military stuff. And now everybody's like, Signal, what is Signal? So it's encrypted. And you can do text messages, you can do video, you can do phone calls, and supposedly it's a secure channel, and supposedly they don't save your data.
Okay, so...
I'm saying supposedly because I don't believe either of those, but...
That there's an encrypted
end-to-end
app.
That nobody can get, no government can get in and listen or snoop on these things.
Right.
Which, I look at it as a tech nerd. If your phone on your end can unencrypt things, then I'm sure somebody else can intercept it and unencrypt it too.
Yeah.
But nobody I know is using this app. 70 million people.
Is it old or is it new?
It's been around for a couple of years.
Okay.
WhatsApp is another one that's been around for years. It's owned
like,
by Meta.
Like, I know that one.
You don't use that one, though, do you?
I don't use that one. But last time we went to Nashville, there was like 60 people who all went. And everyone was like, you got to download this app. This is how we're going to stay in touch with each other. And I didn't realize that things just like disappear.
Yeah.
After,
that's the key.
I was like, wait, where are we all supposed to meet? It's gone.
Wait, Jason, I did this.
What?
I can't imagine not being part of this. It's the B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope. I'm Billy Kidd. I'm talking about being online.
Yeah.
I'm a tech nerd. I love gadgets. I love all that stuff. But I mean, Facebook and back in the day, what was the first one? MySpace. All that stuff. Like, it's just a way for me to keep in touch with people. I'm horrible at keeping in touch with people. Like, calling friends and setting up a, hey, let's go out to dinner. I'm the worst at that.
Yeah.
And I have a bunch of friends that we get together maybe once every other month for dinner. And one of the guys is not online. So I'm like, okay, we'll just send a text message. Sometimes he doesn't even pick up his phone.
That's my husband. There are plenty, Billy, plenty of people who are even listening right now who are totally content with not being connected to every single social media app. My husband doesn't have Facebook, never has, never had a MySpace, never had any of that. He has a phone that he can text, and boy, was it a big day when he could get an email. But he doesn't check his email, but he has the email app on there to check his Gmail. So that's, and he's fine. When he wants to, he will sit and send 50 texts.
Oh, I know.
Before, yeah. Does he text you?
I get texts. You know what I hear from him?
That's what he does.
The morning of a Bills game.
Yeah.
He sends out like a meme and it's like, go Bills or something. And
yeah. So he'll just old school exchange numbers with you, or he'll call you. That's it. I'll send him a video, a funny video. I'm like, this is so us. And I'll send it to him. He's like, I don't have Facebook. I can't open this.
My wife is the same way. She didn't have Facebook. No, she had Facebook, but she would do it through a laptop.
Yeah.
So it wasn't in her face all the time. And then her phone died and I got her a smartphone, and ever since, now that thing's in her face 24/7.
Right.
So it's interesting, but she's not on all of those platforms. Hope, you're an internet guru. Are you on all the platforms?
I'm on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Threads.
That's so
YouTube,
much.
I mean, we kind of have to do that for our jobs.
I don't.
Lemonade.
I don't even know what half the lemonade.
Wait, what was that one?
Lemonade. It's the Instagram version of TikTok.
Are you saying 11-8?
Lemon. Like if
like lemonade
gives you lemons.
Yeah.
And then the number 8. It's supposed to sound like lemonade, but it's lemon 8.
That's so much work, Hope.
That is a lot of work.
Isn't that
do
it just
you see
seems
why
exhausting.
It's so hard to be me? Oh, my God. All the time.
Man, these kids are planning stuff out way in advance. The B Morning Coffee Club, TJ Hope, I'm Billy. Now, the first thing that came to my mind when I overheard this conversation yesterday was, what? Some boys pursuing my daughter? You step away from my daughter, young man. But it was the next part of the conversation.
Okay.
Where she said, hey, yeah, she's talking to mom, that guy who asked me to homecoming. And I'm like, in the back of my mind, I was thinking, oh, homecoming must be coming. No, the prom is coming up. Homecoming isn't till like September, October, November for most schools, right?
Yes. And she's already planning homecoming?
No, some dude asked her to go to homecoming. Now, I'm trying to peel back the onion and figure out, what does this mean?
It means he likes her. And that's...
Does he like her, or does he like her like her?
Are they going to prom together already?
Not that I'm aware of.
Does she have another prom date?
Not that I'm aware of.
Are they friends?
Might be friends.
Why homecoming and not this one? Maybe he's out of town.
He's not going to be here for prom.
I don't know.
Long distance.
I was asked, I'll be honest, I was asked to junior prom months ahead of time.
Prom I get. But is there a dance?
I mean, like, it was like the beginning of the school year. And he sat behind me in history I can't even remember. And he asked me to prom. I was like, well, okay. Ask me again in a few months. He's like, no, I need to know. And then every day he would ask if I'd gotten my dress yet.
Whoa.
And I was like,
just making sure you're still committed.
So if anything, he was like, because I want to make sure my cummerbund and my bow tie match.
They got a match.
And I was like, it's really not necessary. We don't need to match. But he was very concerned. So there are some guys out there who want to make sure they have a date.
Is homecoming a dance, though?
I thought homecoming
was more like the football game and the party afterwards.
Yeah, it depends on the school district. Like at Rush Henrietta, we didn't have a homecoming dance, but other school districts did. The only asking that my prom date and I did months in advance was, we were friends and we were like, hey, I want to go with so-and-so and I want to go with so-and-so, but if we can't go with them, we're going to go together, right? Okay, so we were like, had pre-established each other's backups months in advance.
I'm wondering if this is a sly way of asking her to be his girlfriend without asking her to be his girlfriend.
He definitely wants in the zone. He definitely doesn't want to be in a friend zone. He wants to be in a let's be date.
Yes.
Even if it's down the line. Now listen, Dad, you need to get that look off your face.
Look that I'm going to give him.
Well, you, I hate to tell you, but it's inevitable.
Oh, I know. I know.
But trust me, I've been scary. I know how to scare.
Are they more scared of you than Steve?
Yes, they are. They're way more scared hysterical. Of me than Steve. However, it's inevitable. You know, boys are going to like your little girl. All you can do is talk to her about things. You know what? You have to.
I don't have to do anything.
I can sleep in my truck 2 hours away from home and not have to deal with it at all.